I'm betting $20 on Germany to win the World Cup and $20 on the New Jersey Devils to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Let's go.
Governor Phil Murphy making the first wager at Monmouth Park in Oceanport as legalized sports betting in New Jersey is underway. The state estimates it will get about $13 million in tax revenues from sports betting in the first full year of operation. Dennis Drazen, the chairman of the company that operates Monmouth Park, believes it could be more than that.
This means survival for Monmouth Park. It means that the horsemen no longer have to worry about closure. It means 13,000 jobs, 176,000 open space and preserved acres in the state. A $4 billion industry has been saved.
Drazen says sports betting will give the state's racetracks and casinos the revenue they need to flourish.
People like to have a social gathering place. We're still going to do fine, but it will translate into bigger revenues with online and mobile here at Monmouth Park and other venues, both racetracks and casinos.
Legendary basketball star Dr. J, Julius Erving, was at the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City to make his bet.
Betting on the Eagles to repeat in the Super Bowl.
The early crowd was much bigger at Monmouth Park. Hazlitt resident Alex Panuski took off from work to be among the first in the state making a legal sports wager.
I think it's a great thing. I think it's going to be fun for the sports fan. You know, they come down, relax, put a couple dollars on a game, not overboard, $20, $30. And it's just the atmosphere. It's just staring at the board, you know, people communicating with each other, talking about who they bet. It's just a good time.
Long Branch resident Carla Allschult didn't have far to go. Allschult says she never wagered on sports before, but she was eager to give it a try.
I have to admit, I wouldn't be here at 10:30 in the morning on the first day if I weren't.
How often do you think you might do something like that?
My son is going to be a regular, so I'm going to have to admit I'm going to be a regular with him.
Other sports fans say they're looking forward to a party-like atmosphere where they can view the electronic odds boards, talk with other bettors about their wagers, and sit back and watch the televised games. Edison resident Edward Garber is an accountant and was anxious for the betting to begin.
I think it's really cool. It's something that's been done illegally. Let New Jersey make some money on it. As an accountant, there may be more people who need not my services if they make a lot of money by betting. They have to pay more taxes on it.
Fans say they're looking forward to not having to deal with the bookie. Spring Lake resident Peter Kaizanko told reporter Phil Gregory he used to travel to Las Vegas to wager on sports, but he's glad he can now place bets close to home.
You know, to put on the futures bets, you know, I've had to take rides there to go. It was always nice to take the trip, but, you know, here it's just the convenience factor is unbelievable.
How often do you think you'll be making some sports bets?
Every day.
It was a bit of a ride for Greg Vachon. He lives in North Jersey, but he did travel to Monmouth Park.
This is good. I'm really excited. It's been a long time coming. I might come down once a week. The idea that no issues with a bookie, no issues with an online sports book that's a little dodgy offshore, that's huge.
This is the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle.